I like talking about these things. I like engaging on this level. I know a lot of young people who don't, who for better or for worse or for worse, are kind of focus on what they need to focus on to get by and don't really want to get delve deeper into having these conversations. And this culture in general has dumbed us down in a kind of a way. It's a pacification, you know, and that is something that is incredibly effective. And I'm looking at that energy and I'm seeing how, because everything progresses and moves, where is that going? Because you also see a lot of fierce young people, just fierce people who, you know, and I'm talking more globally now, but, you know, you do see you it always in these movements, the younger generation is kind of at the forefront of it. So it's important to take a look at where they're at. And I feel like in this country, we're in trouble in a lot of ways because the society has been so good at that pacification. Society's getting more and more cold, and that's affecting our kids deeply. So what do we do with that energy of a very specific goal towards pacification? And the other thing I would like to talk about is coercion too. That's another big one, but
yeah, it is a big one. And there is a subtle coercion of staying close to the herd and fear of, you know, doing what everyone else is not doing, because and that's a big problem related to your question about passivity, because it is very hard for us to know what each other really thinks, because there is a fear of being considered an outcast, I guess you would say. It wouldn't be put in those terms, but that's how it would feel if you are a young person who's part of a group who have, for various reasons, come to believe that this is what it means to be smart or part of some elite, you know, mm-hmm. Because as we said last or a couple of weeks ago, maybe, that when you are born into a hierarchy, it's like being born into an emergency. You're born mid-toss into that deep pool, and you gotta start pumping real, real quick trying to get to the top because you don't want to end up on the bottom. And that means that our thinking has been stunted, mm-hmm. because you can't think when you're under stress and when you are in constant survival mode. What was exciting about Occupy is that it actually was totally doing what you said, which right. is presenting a model that was dynamic and exciting. It lacked vision, and I think that shows, that answers your question, D-Way, as to why have an analysis, because mm-hmm. you get undermined pretty easy if you don't, and mm-hmm. for a variety of reasons, because as I said, you're up against an organized resistance.
Well, that's a really good point, you know, and that reminds me of what you were saying, the Raven, to me. When commenting about the Occupy movement, you actually talk to people who are involved in the movement, mostly young people. You described a lot of rage and, but also identity with being a part of this resistance, Occupy resistance movements, and it became a campaign towards police brutality and became a us versus them thing, you know, which this young person, like I said, was very identified with being this renegade, you know, underground freedom fighter. And so that right there is an example of how, without doing the analysis, you fail to realize the simple thing that we are connected to one another, and that the puppet strings are being pulled that we don't even see. You know, I see right there how, without doing that analysis, you fall right back into the hands of power. And I think that's an important message to really take from that, is that you have to be able to see the strings behind the curtain. You have to do your proper analysis, because there's no other way to paint that picture.
Exactly.